Hello, this is John Smallwood, certified financial planner, senior wealth advisor at Smallwood Wealth Management. Today, we're continuing the conversation about the wealth curve blueprint, the importance of it in your financial strategy, and focusing in on the wealth curve scorecard. And what today we're focusing mainly on is business owners. And this is going to apply to some of the key things that we want to make sure that are accurate and done right in your plan. As a business owner, most of the time, you are the most important asset in that business. You're the person that created it, continued it, inherited it, purchased it. You get up every day, you make this thing run. You've been through good times, you've been through bad times, you've been all over the place, right? It's what has put most of the wealth that's on your balance sheet on your balance sheet. Without that company, it wouldn't be there. Without you, it wouldn't be there. We've broken down this into a couple key success tools that we want to make sure that you have. Since you are the most important part of the business, when we look at a business owner, we understand that there are some very long-term things that have been done, that such as signing leases and having staff, that are really important to maintaining the business on a daily basis. If you were disabled for a month, 2 months, 5 months, 6 months, we don't want the business to be totally gone by the time you get back. So keeping the business going while you're not here is truly one of the most important things. Or determining that you really are not healthy and the business needs to be sold. But in order for the business to be sold at maximum value, the business needs to be maintained and kept up at that value. You don't want your people leaving and terminating and leaving, et cetera. So one of the core components is having a business overhead policy, which is a form of disability insurance. I meet many people over our lives that, you know, when you look at the cash that's on hand, you look at the amount of wealth that they've created, if the business was disrupted because of some sort of sickness or accident by the core major breadwinner owner, etc., the business is gone in a matter of months, and along with it, a whirlwind of probably all of your assets. So understanding what that overhead is, what's important to it, and protecting it is a really important part. As you dig into it, understanding the personal guarantees that you've done in order to leverage this business. Frequently, having conversations with many, many different people, they often do not realize that the leases that they've signed that are 5 or 6 years with escalators and longer in some cases come with personal guarantees. Bank loans have covenants and restrictions frequently with personal guarantees. The more personal guarantees you have, the more you need to be focused on protecting your assets that are not in the business. Crucial part, okay? As we look at the business, you might be self-employed. You might have a partner or two. You might be the primary owner of the business, but have a great team of people. Having some sort of buy-sell agreement that says, if something bad happens, how is the owner of the business or owner's assets and shares going to be transferred? A good buy-sell agreement is going to focus on death. It's going to focus on disability, and it's going to focus on activity level. In working with businesses over the years, you see two people start a business, they're both contributing partners, and then over time, what you see is sometimes one of the partners is no longer active, but they're still, you know, demanding half of the profits and a large salary, but they're not contributing to the bottom line. These are things that are hard to determine whether or not they're going to happen, but a good operating agreement is going to address activity. It's going to address retirement. It's going to address death and disability. Most people do not want to be partners with their business partner's spouse. Some would rather have their business partner's spouse, but most people don't want to, right? So having the buy-sell agreement and understanding, you know, in a family business, how assets will pass, et cetera, you know, how the business is going to be valued. These are all key things, but having a document is really important. And then understanding whether or not that document, you know, whether or not you're funding it, you're putting aside money, you're purchasing insurance, you're doing something that's going to help fund the buy-sell agreement. You may have nobody in your business that you're going to sell the business to, but having a shutdown part of the buy-sell agreement, in the event that something happened to the person yesterday, how do the assets get sold? How do they get distributed? How do the clients get sold? Or just simply shut down and still preserve your current wealth? Because that's really the important part of this thing, right? So these are things that you want to review on a regular basis. You want to review the agreement to make sure that the valuation methodology that you're doing is appropriate, that it's funded properly, that it's done in the most protective way so that the assets don't become part of the creditors that you have in the business, etc. Again, as a self-employed person, the business is you, which is your most valuable asset, but without you, the business is really not what it is. Maybe it's two or three of you coming together and you're part of that business, but it's the core of wealth creation in your plan. Which brings me to the concept of selling the business and getting maximum value. Most people have no idea what their business is worth. So obtaining a business valuation on a regular basis is very, very important. In the next episode, we'll talk more about that. In the meantime, the process begins with the wealth curve conversation. It's a free 30 to 40 minute conversation with an advisor at our firm, understanding who you are, what you need to do, then moving into a wealth curve blueprint, into the scorecard, and making sure that your plan is optimized in all areas. Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.